Welcome to the Thorpe post-race interviews from Primex Round 3 at Gilman. We got some great interviews in the pits after the racing finished at Round 3. Unfortunately, a few technical difficulties meant that this one is a couple of days late, but we did get the AMX Superstores recap show out right away for you guys, so a bit of a reverse of schedule, but this one's out for you to listen to now. A lot of great interviews here, and as always, this one is brought to you by Thor and Gas Import. So Thor Australia, go on the Gas Import's website, check out the latest range of the Prime Pro, the Pulse and the Pulse Air ranges. You've seen it on the likes of Cooper Webb, Danger Boy Deegan, and the entire Star Racing Yamaha team. There's also the Sentinel Pro and the Sentinel Limited knee guards, chest protectors, a whole range of protective wear. And if you're into off-road or adventure, the latest range wear of off-road gear is actually really cool, between the jackets and the pants, weather protective stuff's really good. So check that out as well. And thanks for listening. Let's get to the interviews. Guys, Thor post-race interviews. Todd Waters is in the ice bath. He just had a 25-minute interview before, so I'm going to keep this one short. But, Toddy, oh, yeah, that's what no ACL does. Sorry, guys, I tried to bend down. I'm going to try that again. Man, I'll be straight up honest with you. I haven't seen you look like that in a few. I think we started to see that before you got hurt at QMP last year.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen that since. And I was waiting for you to fatigue or something to happen. Don't take that the wrong way, but that's sort of the way it's been, and it didn't happen. You were running up front.
Yeah, no, I'm hungry. It's you know, it's been a tough battle. We've had a lot of stuff going on, and I've just been working on mental. I don't get to ride like I used to, and so most of it for me is mental. I've got the ability to do it. I believe in that. And I just gotta get my head right and have that fight that all I'm known for is fight. I'm not the greatest starter, but I'll come through, and I lost that, man. That's being in a hole. You know, J.O. passing away, and he's obviously worked for us at Raceline. It rattled us, the Raceline team, and so that's something, you know, I'm working through, and I guess, yeah, we're back. Like, we're today, you know, the result, regardless, I just wanted to fight. That's what I wanted. And that's, you know, I showed some grit. I don't have the pace. You know, I was running with Webster for a while, but I don't have that intensity. I don't have that training like I used to, but I'm working on the mental side, and I believe I can get there. So this is a stepping stone, and I'm stoked. The team's been amazing, and we'll keep working.
Hey, man, I could ask a bunch more questions, but I'll leave you recover. I think that said it all. It was fucking awesome. There's no other word for it. Like, it was, like you said, I'll finish with this. Like, yeah, you probably don't have the conditioning for that intensity, but I watched you make a decision to go, nah, I'm going to go anyway. Yeah. You know? And as a rider, that satisfaction in itself, like third overall too on the overall podium, like, it's great to see.
But in this stage of my life, like, you know, a third, I'm amped. Like, that feels like a win to me. But in saying that, I got fifth in the first moto. I come through, passed the guys, had some good battles, and I went over and I gave a little fist pump over the finish line, because I was just like, hell yeah, we're racing again. And that's what I'm working on, is just those small wins and being satisfied with when you achieve those. So regardless of the podium, I honestly couldn't imagine it happening because of the hole that I'm in. So for me, it's insane. So I just got to thank everyone.
Hi, man. Congratulations. See you at Maitland.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thor Zone, Levi Rogers, supported by Gas Imports on the Calandra Motorcycle Beta Team. Levi, a little off the pace, I thought, in qualifying, but 10th in Moto1 was the highlight of the day.
Yeah, definitely. Sort of struggled this morning with some bike setup, also in Moto1 there. But tried to get around it best as I could, and you know, I had to come from a fair way back, I think from around 17th to P10, pretty late in the moto. And then, yeah, we fixed the handling issues and for Moto2, and it was going a lot better. I made a small, got a really good start, made a small mistake on the third turn, and was coming back through pretty quickly. I got into 14th, and then, yeah, I just landed off a jump, and the bike just started making some funny noises, and that was sort of it. After that, bit disappointing, because I felt like could have been right up in there with no mistakes, but we'll come back for the next one and show them what we got.
It's a building year, right? New bike, you know, not a new team as such, but Zach and the Calandra crew, Calandra Motorcycle Center, you guys are, I don't think people understand how ground zero the beta project is. Like, you guys are in talks with the American Supercross team, Europe, but you're developing a whole new motorcycle to race at a pro level.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. You know, I don't think Beta here fully understood how, you know, what we needed at the first round. But once we showed them, you know, where we could be up the front and where we can put the bike, it definitely helped a little bit there. And we've tried to find out as much information as we could. And yeah, the bike, it's really good, but there was still a lot to learn, especially for me. I started out on a 300 two-stroke while we were waiting for the 450 just to get used to the Beta frame. But it's an awesome bike, and yeah, we sort of just got to figure out the kinks, but we got right in there. And it, honestly, I wouldn't be this close to figuring it out without the whole Caloundra Motorcycle team and everyone involved in that.
Awesome, man. All right, well, regroup, and we'll see you at Maitland.
Cool, thanks.
Joel Evans, Thor post-race interviews. Joel, quite the day.
Yeah.
Looks like it was going well in Moto1 until it wasn't, and you crashed in the turn after the finish. And then do you know why the bike turned into a smoke machine? What was that?
I think it just, I come together with a guy and I'd say the bike flipped upside down at some point and it just got oiled on top of the head. And
yeah, it looked like it was burning. Like, I've never seen so much smoke come out of a bike. And then it cleared and you were just good to go.
Yeah, I was trying to start it, and then I felt like Ken Roczen. Like, I couldn't see. It was just smoke everywhere. And then even on my GoPro, it just goes blank for a second. And then, yeah, it just started. And then I looked backwards, I revved it, and just it was full two-stroke mode, like just bulk smoke out the back. But then, yeah, just come sweet. So obviously it just got that oil on top of the head and then just blew it out.
And then Moto2, I'm drawing a blank. You crashed again, I think?
Yeah, 10 metres out of the gate.
That's right. That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, so you got clipped.
Yeah, so I actually had a really good start, but me and, usually when you get a good start, you got your bars in front of someone, but me and the two fellas beside me both had really good starts, and the three of us were just pinballing, and I guess I'm not a real big dude, and I was the one that slapped the ground. My bars are all bent, but yeah, today was just a bit of a, like, what could have been, because I rode really well. Like, I was ninth in qualifying, and then Moto1, I was dead last after I had the smoke machine, come back to 12th, and then that Moto, dead last, I crashed just out of the gate, bars are bent, and I come back to 10th. So, like,
you
know, I rode.
So you went last to 10th in Moto2?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you rode great. Like, you in Super Pole, you look good all day. It just didn't translate at all.
Yeah, that's right. Like, results don't show anything, which is a bummer. You want to capitalize on these days, but it was just fun. Like, those tricky roller sections where you're going double-double and a couple of big rollers, I was able to, like, get the doubles over them, and I don't think many people are actually getting that, so that was a big advantage for me.
Yeah, outside of the lead group, not many people were doing those.
Yeah, I just actually felt pretty comfortable with it. I've been doing testing sort of for the first time in my life a fair bit with Moose, and he's got this thing pretty awesome, so yeah, I'm happy.
All right, mate, we'll regroup, and when's the vlog out?
I don't know, doing it by myself now, so she's just going to be a bit of a struggle. We're thinking end of the week, we'll do that.
All right, we'll peep the vlog on Friday, we'll say, and good job.
Sweet, cheers, man.
Thor post-race interviews, Elijah Wheezy. Join me on the mic at the start of the day. It was good. I think it might have gone better than the races, but how was it?
I was doing the double duties today. It was good. First moto wasn't great. I just, you know, riding one since Horsham was a bit hard, so pumped up pretty bad in the first one. And then, we regrouped a little bit, got the second one done, and was just off getting a point. I was pretty stoked for 21st. I mean, you know, like, on paper it doesn't look good, but for me, like, working full time and riding one since Horsham, like I said, 21st, not too bad. So, good day overall, and I've got about a 15-minute drive home, so we're laughing.
Yeah, sorted. Did you have fun though?
Oh, mate, always having fun when I'm out here riding my bike. So, yeah, it was a good day.
That's what it's all about. All right, good job, bub.
Thank you.
Door post-race interviews, Jai Constantino, Elliot Bros Gas, I think 8th in Moto2?
Yep, yeah, 8th in Moto2, bit of a highlight for the day, so nah, definitely happy with that moto, and it was good.
Highlight for the season and the last few seasons?
Yeah, it's good to be back out here. Honestly, last year, just missing every single race, I've been so happy to be back. Just at the races again, but the results have been pretty up and down, so yeah, hopefully it's a bit of a turning point to start getting a bit momentum going for the whole Elliott Brothers team, because yeah, they're a new team, but they're putting in so much effort and just doing whatever it takes to make me happy, so hopefully we can get them some better results.
Now, you look like your old self. You were jumping bumps, you were flowing. I haven't seen you look like that for a while, so it was good to see.
No, thank you, appreciate that. Yeah, I was trying to hop some bumps and yeah, keep it a bit loose and fun, because I seem to go a bit better when I'm having more fun, so I think that's the the mindset for the rest of the races is just to hop some bumps and throw some whips and enjoy it.
Sounds good, man. Good job.
Thank you.
Alex Lowood here on the Thor post-race interviews. Alex, I asked you at the start of the day, the fairy tale would have been the podium, and we got that in Moto1. Man, what a comeback.
Yeah, definitely was a good start to the day. Pretty disappointed in the second moto. I put it down and had the charge through, but I got to look at it, and I was on the sidelines at last round, and I got a third in the first moto here, and I think it was a 12th or 11th in the second one. So it's definitely a step in the right direction, and I'm going to take this little break to get the ankle back up to 100% and tackle the rest of the season.
Well, when I interviewed you on the start, I said, what's the goal for today? And you said to finish two motos, and you did that, and you got on the podium in Moto1, and you're leaving here not injured. You got some Crocs on, or I don't know what they are, but you got some got some strapping on the ankle, but man, that's a positive, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm pretty happy with my riding. I've only had 2 weeks on the bike, and I had 4 weeks off with the injury, so my bike fitness wasn't really there, but I still showed good speed, and I'm happy with where we're at.
All right, mate, good job. I'll see you, Maitland.
Cheers, thank you.
Brett Metcalf, the legend that he is. The last ever Gilman Medi, 24-24, mate. I thought you were going to get cloudy in that one.
Yeah, I was trying. Kind of felt bad for him because I was hounding him the whole race and I wasn't going to let go. But, man, I just didn't get arm pump. I just fatigued in my clutch arm. I couldn't pull it in the last two laps. I was done. I just couldn't get it. I had a passing spot set up. I just had to get close, but he gave me nothing. He rode really well. And we actually had a decent little pace going at the end, but both of us just didn't have enough pace at the start of the moto to keep in there. But anyway, I mean, yeah, like I say, 24-24. This is my final lap around, and you know, I still, even though I'm 40 tomorrow, I still dream of, you know, crossing the finish line first in front of your hometown. But didn't happen today. But man, I've had an awesome journey. This place has been awesome since I was a kid riding here, and enjoyed today. I had a lot of fun.
You look like you did. Like, I'll leave you be in a set because you look like you need to recover. But I was getting excited. I was like, man, Matt, he's revving it. He's starting to overrev the bike. And I'm like, normally that's a bad sign for everybody else. But for you, that means you're starting to feel it. Because I haven't heard you rev the bike for a while.
Yeah, I was trying. Like I said, I was trying hard to just get up to Luke and do something. But, you know, it's... I was starting to push. I got to thank Franco and my dad and the Penrite Go 24 Team Green team. We did a massive change in between motos, and it helped a little bit, but not a lot. But it was a cool day for the team, and still pushing.
All right, mate, good job, and see you in Maitland. Go be with the hometown.
That's it, man. Thanks.
Thor post-race interviews, Noah Ferguson on the Boost Mobile HRC Honda. Noah, great first moto. Good start, Moto 2. Did you go down on lap one, or what happened?
Yeah, I had a first turn crash. So
you were a part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know, someone just came at the inside and cleaned the front wheel, so I was down for a little bit, but it's a hard track pass.
Yeah, that seemed to be the story today. It was easy to get onto people, but the long way around on the outside, it just seemed like everyone ran out of real estate and was getting pinched off, and you looked like you were getting frustrated.
Yeah, definitely. So I fought back pretty good to fifth third overall, whatever it was, but it was more or less prophetic. But I don't know, the track was raceable on the main lines unless you got beside someone, you'd take the outside and then the next corner would funnel to the inside, so you'd lose a lot of real estate being on the outside. Like, you just wouldn't make the pass.
And the speed's there, it's just putting it all together in two motos, and you know, it seems like these little things every round that are hurting you, right?
Yeah, definitely. So it's just, as we say, we're 1%ers each week. But look, we're on the box this weekend. Wasn't at Horsham, so that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, championship points are a bit much. But look, Egan Masson still won a championship against Wilson Todd a couple of years ago, and that points deficit was massive. So I'm sure there'll be some shit going down or a shake-up in the series, but you got to have one bad moto, and I won't count me out to the end of the series.
We're only at round three, man. Plenty of racing left. We go to Queensland for the last three. You're comfortable. You know there. I don't know, man. It's not over yet.
As I said, I won't stop until the end. So I'm frustrated, but I'm in a good spot. I haven't been second in the championship this long in a series ever before, or being this healthy. So I'm in a good spot.
All right, bud. We'll see you in Maitland.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks.